Florida is on pace to have as nearly as many child deaths this year as it did before its overhaul of the child welfare system last year. About one-fourth of those deaths, the Florida Department of Children and Families had prior contact with the family. This afternoon on Florida Matters, I'll sit down with DCF Secretary Mike Carroll to discuss how the department is trying to do a better job protecting children and about several recent cases that went tragically wrong. In this preview, Carroll explains how his department investigates child welfare cases.
What I say to our workers all the time is we are some kids' last best hope. When you walk through their door, you are literally their last best hope, sometimes to live. But most of the time, you're their last best hope to have a healthy, normal childhood where they can come out the other end and be reasonably well-adjusted when they're teenagers and beyond. And so we need to take that charge very seriously. You need the right types of folks doing it. With the right type of education, the right type training, the right type support.
Now, DCF works with local child protection agencies. Is that a good relationship around the state? How does DCF work with local agencies?
I think the misnomer for a lot of folks is whenever you see the press or folks talk about child welfare, it's easy to say DCF. The fact of the matter is child welfare is really a big network of folks, public and private, that work together to keep kids safe. So it's really this big safety net. And the key is to make sure that they're all talking to each other and sharing information, rowing in the same direction. When they're not is when we run into problems.
It's a big safety net, but there are a lot of moving parts here. I bring up the death of 11-year-old Janiah Thomas in Manatee County. That was fairly recently. She'd been missing for a year. Court papers revealed that Manatee Children's Services had visited the Thomas home multiple times from 2004 to 2015, producing 26 pages of reports, extensive evidence of ongoing abuse. And in spite of that, the kids stayed in the home, and the report concluded that the risk to the children was low. First of all, is that the version you heard?
That's not the exact version that I know. In fact, the last time the case was closed out in 2014, it was closed out with the risk still being high, which is concerning. We do have had a history, and that is one of the counties where we have the sheriff feet on the ground doing the actual investigatory work. And I think it's really points to how complex this work can be sometimes because, and when I say the sheriff was doing the work, a lot of times when I say that, folks will say, well, you're trying to deflect blame. I'm not trying to deflect blame. I'm just trying to point out that there are no magic bullets to this work. You can change who signs the check. You can change what uniform folks work. But in the end, this is a people helping people business. I got people walking through front doors and into living rooms all around this state every day, and they're asked to make split-second life, sometimes life-altering decisions for families. Many, many times we get it right. Sometimes we get it wrong. In this case represents the exact type of case that led to some of the child reforms you saw in the statute last year, where you had an extended history, and if you look at each one of those investigations, they looked at it very much in an incident-driven way, where they only looked at the circumstance that brought them into that case on that day. And to me, that's a mistake. That's a mistake that we've been making in this system for a long time. We need to look at the whole depth and breadth of the case.
Mike Carroll is Secretary of the Florida Department of Children and Families. You can hear more of our conversation on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.